Next item on the agenda is Tucker's Boat Rental and Storage LLC, 12-0021. For the record, well, never mind, proceed. I'll make the decision when I get back as far as breaking for lunch.
Still say there's information we weren't given.
Randy?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Almost. Tucker's Boat Rental and Storage is requesting authorization for replacement concrete boat ramp, two timber jetties, a new downriver tending pier, and three timber groins at their property on the York River in King and Queen County. The county has not adopted the beach and dune ordinance, so you're also acting today as the beach and dune default authority, as well as reviewing the application for the Sebacus impacts. Project's located on the York River, approximately 5 miles downstream of the town of West Point. The river's about a mile and three quarters wide. It's very shallow on either side, depths of minus one or two at low tide. There is a lot of private oyster ground on this river at this location. Mr. Tucker's property here is in blue. He's about 550 feet inshore of the nearest oyster ground, at least it's privately held. There's also public ground offshore in green. That's about 0.4 miles offshore. Mr. Tucker is a third-generation proprietor. His grandfather rented oyster skiffs off this beach. The property begins at the end of Boat Ramp Road. The boat ramp was built in 1959. There is also a tending pier there. The property extends downriver for about a quarter of a mile. Just off this slide, he does have a nice sandy beach here called Tucker's Beach. He has a commercial pier for that he uses for the day-to-day operations of the boat rental facility. He has lost about 20 feet of beach in recent years, so he's asking for three timber groins shown in red, 48 feet in length from mean high. Each will have a 16-foot T-hit spur. Low profile in design, meaning that the elevation of the terminus of the groin will be at or near mean low water to try to minimize downdrift scour. I was concerned that these weren't long enough, that in fact that they needed to extend landward to the upland scarp. It has been my experience that these things can be breached during coastal storms, and then the homeowner finds himself having to come back before you for a landward extension, and I really don't want to have to drag him down here twice. So he agreed, put a 34-foot extension on each of the groins that you see here. That way, if it is breached, he will have the authority to keep reaching back, at least for that distance. This is the existing boat ramp built in 59. It's pretty much a boat ramp to nowhere at low tide. They cannot get the boats off the trailers. They would like to replace it with a new ramp, 5 foot additional in width for a total width of 21, extending offshore to about the minus three contour. In the red will be the new timber jetties with L-head spurs, 10 foot in length. Put an 8 foot extension on the existing upriver tending pier, and you'd like your authority to build a second downriver tending pier, 5 foot in width, 99 foot long. Cross section showing you the existing boat ramp down here in black, the new boat ramp in red. It's about a 4 foot tide range. This is the existing ramp looking back up slope. It will come over 5 feet as proposed to this marker. There is no vegetation that will be impacted other than some Bermuda grass up here, which is not an issue. Turn around, look in the opposite direction. There's the same PVC marker showing the ramp reaching out to that distance. And then if you look one, two, and three, there are three stake locations for the timber groins that he's using to try to raise the beach back up. And that's the final aerial. So we have the new boat ramp and tending pier here and three timber groins in this sandy beach area. I'll go right to my summary. I'm going to read that to you. The applicant's existing boat ramp terminates at or near mean low water, and its design does not provide an adequate slope, nor does it reach the depths necessary to launch boats at near most low tides. The proposed dual amp ramp, jetties, and additional tending pier should accommodate launches at all tide stages and provide for simultaneous launching and or retrieval. Staff believes that the construction of the low-profile timber groins along this reach of the York is a reasonable approach to help maintain a sandy beach and to stabilize the shoreline. The addition of sand as beach nourishment within the created groin cells would provide additional shoreline protection while minimizing the interruption of sand transport to downriver properties. However, the applicant would like to take a wait-and-see approach and see if they will fill naturally before purchasing beach-quality sand. The addition of beach-quality sand as beach nourishment is an item that's statutorily authorized by the Beaches and Dunes Authority, should he need to do so. Given the distance to the next adjoining property, we do not feel that there will be adverse impacts, downdrift impacts to the adjacent property owner. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in sections 282.1403.10b and 282.1205a of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. We also recommend the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $726.50 for the encroachment of the groins, jetties, and ramp on 943 square feet of state-owned bottom at 50 cents a square foot, and for the encroachment of the new tending pier over 255 square feet of state land at a rate of $1 per square foot. All I have, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Are there questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Okay, seeing none, is the applicant here or represented? Come on up, please. Sir, if you would, please raise your hand while I swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record and proceed.
Scott Tucker.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to the presentation that was made by staff?
Don't believe it's a family-owned business for years. Dates back very many years. My father rented boats. My grandfather started. And we're just trying to improve it, help unload boats nowadays, much bigger boats, and the ramp is real inaccurate to do that.
Okay, and do you have any concerns about the staff recommendations that were presented to the commission?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody else in favor of the application? Is there anybody here to speak against the application? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Schick?
Move to approve as presented.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Fox? Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Is the commission ready for the question? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much.